This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome to Fully Charged Recharged.
Oh, we had a great show. Have a listen.
Hey, Dave.
Here's a clip.
Dave, tell everyone about our new thing.
Oh, our new thing is, well, to be fair, this is very much Emma's thing that I've just hopped on board with because it very much benefits me. Mm-hmm. Emma goes and buys Squares bars. And
but multi-packs.
Multi-packs and then brings one in for me and her. And it's so cute because Ash, they're eating their shit. Fucking whatever things in a bowl she has, and we get Squares bars.
I know. I bought a multi-pack of Squares bars 2 weeks ago, and I can't stop thinking about them. And I look at them in the press every afternoon, and I'm like, no, it's 1 a.m. And now, because Dave's so on board, and I like that we have a thing, he is so indebted to me with Squares bars, and I bring him one in every single morning, and it's right. Just nice to it landed on his desk at 5 to 9.
At one point, it does need to be my.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah,
it's my turn to bring the Squares bars, but I also kind of want to bring my own thing.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
But what if it's not as good as the Squares bars?
Nothing will be, but like it'll still be, you know what I mean? Then we'll go back to next week. It'll be Emma.
Do you know what Emma does love having a thing?
Yeah, she does.
She loves treating people.
I feel like Emma loves having a thing so much that she could be allergic to Squares bars, and she just never tell you.
Yeah, Emma would be so sick of the Squares bars, but would still bring them in for Dave for weeks. Just so the thing can keep going.
She'd keep buying me Squares bars. Yeah.
Why am I like this? I think I'm actually translucent. People just see right. I think Ashley knew me for 4 days and knew exactly my character. So annoying.
I've known you for a long time.
There's no mystery, is there, Dave?
No, not really.
No.
If I spilled something on my top, Emma would take off her top and walk for the rest of the morning in her bra. Just to, like,
make you feel better.
Give me a top.
But then she'd be like, after about 10 minutes, she'd be like, I can't believe you're still wearing my top, Ash.
I don't think I would I?
What's going to be my...
No, you wouldn't, but you'd be like, why am I like this now? I've no top.
So what's going to be my thing? I'm thinking breakfast bars.
Like what kind of breakfast?
Like a Nutri-Grain?
No, not like... No.
They're fucking dry as shit.
No,
they're
not
horrible. They actually make me cough.
A Nutri-Grain. I'm thinking like... do you know like you have a Rice Krispie bar?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're nice. The Cocoa Pops bar.
Cocoa Pops bars.
I think the elite one of them is the Frosties bar.
I didn't even know that was one.
I actually have never had the Frosties.
I don't think I've ever had the Frosties one.
It's like if you're going to start doing bars, I might have to hop on.
This is a me and Emma thing.
Yes! I got
him!
Yes!
Yes! I just want to wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Hello.
What's going
Good
on? How
morning.
Are we?
Good morning.
Welcome to my final day on the show before I'm off for a week.
Oh, look at you.
I know, I'm buzzing.
That's unreal.
Oh, my friend was over for dinner last night on our way home from work. God, I can really be hostess with the mostest. I actually pulled out table mats.
Table mat?
I haven't used a table mat in my house in Dublin in about 4 years.
The bar is on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel very naked not using a table mat.
Would you use a table mat every day?
No. Oh, well, sorry. I eat my dinner on the couch every single day. But if I was to sit at the table, I'd feel so weird putting the plates
on the
down.
Table. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. No, I'd be the same as Ash. Yeah.
Oh, we wouldn't be table mat people at all in my house now.
And really? I couldn't put a cup. I couldn't put a cup down.
Without a coaster. Oh, no. That'd be like, which is I feel like I was going to smash the table.
The opposite of my character, I suppose.
It is, yeah.
But and I couldn't do it.
Yeah, sorry now if I let you down with my character, but I wouldn't be a coaster girl and I wouldn't be a
The rings
table
on
mat.
Your table.
Yeah, I think it adds a bit of character.
Oh, God, it's like the Olympics over in Emma's table. Yeah.
Were your parents coaster people?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, if I'm at home at my parents' house, you'd be...
You have free range now, baby.
Yeah, I suppose. This is independence, not
such a rebel.
This is her rebelling against her parents.
You just eat loads of shite because you weren't allowed when you were growing up. Yeah. I just don't use a table mat. Anyway, just funny you mentioned that because my friend was like, so, she's heading off on holidays next week. Any holidays planned? And I was like, no, I have 3 annual leave days left.
Oh, no.
Until 2025.
Oh, God, are you serious? 3?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh, God, that's awful, isn't
but
it, Dave?
But at the same time, you had a fantastic start to the year.
Oh, I had a whopper start to the year.
You knew this was coming.
Oh, I knew it was coming, yes. You're taking 2 weeks in February is always a bad start to the year, isn't it?
Rogue. It's rogue. Again, rebel.
You needed it. January was tough.
Oh, it was tough. Oh, yeah,
you
need to get out of here for a
rebel.
Needed a little break.
Emma did 2 weeks on and 2 weeks off.
Yeah, I did. I came back for the first 4 weeks and was like, you know what, lads, see you later.
Yeah, goodbye.
Anyway. It's a long way till 2025, yeah, guys. Spin, it's Emma, Dave and Aisling. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Hope you're good. The week is flying in. I want to tell you about the world's most expensive house. The house is known as The One.
Oh, I've heard about The One.
You've heard about The One, Dave?
Yeah, The One is a couple of years old now.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's sold yet.
This is the thing that I want to tell you about The One. It has sold now.
Oh!
But for a huge €142 million off its asking price.
It was mad money. Was it 500 million?
It was originally listed as 265 plus mil.
Right, okay.
And it ended up going under the hammer, as I said, for, sorry, 125 million at the end, yes. So the 140 million under sale.
So they got it for half price?
Literally.
Essentially, less. They did, yeah. The guy who designed this, the real estate developer, he's a film producer and he built
this. He's a cowboy.
Is he?
I remember seeing videos of this guy. Niall Neame something?
His name is Niall Neame, dead right.
Yeah. He is a absolute cowboy. Like, you should see this guy. Like,
Celtic tiger builder.
There was this YouTuber going, there's this YouTube account who basically review houses or big, you know, Hollywood houses, whatever. And he brought him through. And the guy is like so constantly high.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And so like...
Adrenaline.
Like, not paying attention to the movie, to the house reviewer at all. And he's just kind of like, okay, I'll show you this now. And I'll show you this. He's so hyper. He's so like on. And he's freaked because he spent so much money from investors' money basically building this house. Being like, this is going to be the biggest house in the world.
Yeah.
And it is. And no one wanted it.
He's under pressure, yeah. His quote about it at the time, speaking about its huge price, said, when you have something that's as rare as the Mona Lisa, you can command whatever you want for it. Well, clearly you can't.
No, you can't.
Because you're down a lot of money. It has 20 bedrooms, a running track, 4 bowling alleys, a nightclub, 2 wine cellars. And I think I figured out the problem here, right? 30 bathrooms.
Oh,
who could be coping with the smell of bleach around every corner?
That's a hotel.
It has a cigar room. What's that?
What do you mean? I'm going to go down there for my cigar.
Yeah, a cigar room.
Yeah.
Ew, the smell in there.
Yeah, smell versus then the bleach of every single toilet.
See, that's the kind of person you're dealing with. Someone who thinks, we'll put a cigar room.
Yeah.
That's the kind of person they're trying to sell. Oh, this would be really cool now, won't it?
There's 2 bathrooms in my house. One under the stairs that you couldn't swing a cat in. One regular sized upstairs. And when I clean them, I'm like, ugh, the bleach in this house is disgusting.
You'd need a full crew.
Yeah, you would.
Clean this gaff.
Also, an Olympic-sized swimming pool. Sure, how scarlet for you? You couldn't even do a length.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
No.
Give me a little something to splash in.
You'd be going widthways.
Yeah, totally. Also, the 20 bedrooms. I'd be saying, I don't have that many friends. That's just embarrassing.
Yeah, it really is.
I'd never have the place full.
I'd say there'd be a bedroom in that house that I'd never, ever be in.
Yes,
you'd never see.
Never see.
Yeah.
Do you ever get kind of scared someone's in your house and you check behind all the doors?
That's the thing.
What the hell do you do there?
I'd spend the whole time just running around checking there was no one hiding in the cupboard.
Oh my God, I actually just remembered another thing from this guy's tour of the house, right? There's, you know, the nightclub?
Yeah, yeah.
So he had a nightclub in the house, right? And he had this real, it was a great idea, right? That in the women's bathroom would be a TV and it would be cameras of the urinal in the men's bathroom. And because it was feminism, that's the person you're dealing with.
Oh, that's a weirdo.
He is an absolute cowboy.
Another reason why I think it's lost so much money is it has a running track. Just ooh. No,
I kind of do like the running track.
Yeah, I suppose you could kind of be panty in the privacy
that's
of your
handy,
own.
Yeah.
The 4 bowling alleys, I think that would just be too much racket for me. A nightclub, I just fancy a pub there to be honest. Yeah. I need a nightclub. And a moat. The place in Westmeath. I don't want it. You're grand.
There's a load of art as well. I know he's got a disused like helicopter up on the roof.
Ew.
And he's
get off me roof.
He's put a bed on it in it and all. It's weird. And he has this giant
bed in the helicopter. Yeah, that's cool.
And he has this giant chrome like giraffe, and it's like to scale. And it's just absolutely bizarre. You know those people who think these certain art is cool and it's just
it's
not.
Really not.
I know,
it's
just
tacky.
Yeah, I get you.
That's the whole house.
Well, he's 142 million down anyway.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I was very excited on the show on Tuesday because I came home from Belfast at the weekend with a massive haul from Sainsbury's.
Oh, yes.
I was telling you about it, that I raided their frozen food section because they've lots of veggie delights there that we don't have down here in the south.
Even in like M&S and all, we don't have anything like that.
Not the same types of bits that they have right up in the Sainsbury's. Okay, I was telling you, I got veggie meatballs, yeah, chicken fillet burgers, veggie pulled pork, veggie chorizo, the likes of which I've never seen, and the pièce de résistance, the veggie shredded duck.
And what are all of these made out of?
Ah, sure, we don't have to check that. Well,
you've already,
as long as it's
you've
got
already
a green
eaten
label on it.
Would you not check
it
while you're eating?
Nah, sure, not really. Do you check really what's in everything?
Well, I know mine's meat. Yours isn't.
I'm like, what kind of weird concoction have they, Russell, looked to make this taste like duck?
That's what I'd need to know. Is it tofu?
Curious.
I need to know. Is it quinoa? I need
pretty
to know.
Much everything we bought was Linda McCartney, who I trust. I would trust with my life, okay? I would give Linda McCartney all of my savings.
Just on the ingredients, Linda McCartney. Don't worry about it.
It's got the Linda seal.
You just said you'd give Linda McCartney all of your savings.
Yeah, I would invest heavily in Linda McCartney produce.
Okay.
Most of it is like soy or like pea protein and stuff like that. It's actually not that bad for you at all. So I got the Linda McCartney shredded duck once in Ireland, maybe 5 years ago, and I called up my two vegetarian friends at the time who were not vegetarians anymore.
Oh, wow. You're still going.
And she said that with a little bit of disdain.
Yeah, she did.
I said, "Get in, bitches. We're eating duck tonight." I had the duck pancakes. You know that Chinese dish with the little pancakes and the hoisin.
They do them in like Aldi or Lidl or something, and you can kind of go home and make it yourself with the little hoisin sauce, and the little pancakes.
And
a
few little bits of cucumber, spring onion. So
best
good
thing to get as a starter from a Chinese.
Yeah, it's so good, isn't it?
Oh, I miss that dish so much. I made it again 4 years ago, but using jackfruit instead of the duck, which is like a thing you can do. But
what's jackfruit?
It's actually a fruit, and it comes in a tin, and you can like, it's used for like some veggie burgers, like a jackfruit burger. It's meant to be like pulled pork. It ain't.
Yeah, no.
It ain't. Let me tell you. So the third time I made those duck pancakes was last night, and my God, it was so good.
Is this what you were documenting on your Instagram?
I was, yeah.
Oh, I didn't have the sound on. I kind of flicked through, sorry.
Me and my housemate Ben watched the whole thing. We were like, here, let's watch Aisling eating vegetarian food. And at one point in it, she's like, ugh, why am I a vegetarian? Which I really enjoyed it so much, I screenshotted it.
It was so, so tasty. The only problem with it was I had to go to the Asian market and get all the bits. That's not obviously the problem. I love the Asian market, but they only had like basically like a Musgrave style pack of the pancakes.
Oh.
So they only had like a mega multi pack.
So they only had a million pancakes.
Literally, okay? I had to buy a pack of 96 pancakes.
What?
We used about 10 of them last night.
No.
We've half the duck left. I've 86 pancakes left. If anybody knows what else you can do with these like tiny flowery little pancakes.
No.
I don't know, like put them on my eyes.
Yeah, honestly.
As I sleep.
They're so thin. If you put them in water, they'll disintegrate.
Oh yeah, they'll go.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with them, but I'm excited to try.
You can make ours out of them.
Yeah, maybe I can make little pastries out of them or something.
Yeah, draw on them.
But what is even better about all of this is tonight's dinner. Meatballs, baby.
Oh, I thought you were going to stick with the duck.
No, we have to leave that for another week.
Okay.
To keep the excitement alive with the duck.
And tell me this, I have an issue with the meat called meatballs.
Tofu balls.
You can't call it duck either, really, but
yeah,
I like to put an F in front of what it would be, so feetballs, and I won't say what the duck would be.
A duck one.
Very good. Okay, so
great times for me in my house.
I'm happy for you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Little wins, girl. That's all.
I'm going to go home and have a real duck.
Oh, poor Ashley.
For now, though, my phone is listening to me. Because yesterday we were talking about cruises because I'm going on my very first cruise tomorrow.
Hashtag cruise life.
Hashtag cruise vibes. Hashtag cruise life. and then all over my like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it was just like, here's ads for cruises.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, what's going on here? Then I got an ad for a celebrity star-studded lineup cruise.
Oh.
And I was like, what is going on? Apparently this is like a real thing. Like this is a thing where you can go on a cruise with celebrities, and I find this so, so bizarre. Because you know for a fact they're not just like walking around the cruise ship with
you.
Do you know what I mean? That they're like, where are they? Oh, they're at the pool. Do you know what I mean? No, they're probably seen for an hour a day and then they go back to their own like location.
Area.
Yeah,
celebrity
that's
area.
Locked off or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Like you're not going to really meet them at the buffet at breakfast.
Exactly, yeah. So I started looking these up and I'm after finding this one, right? And it said the headline was Star-Studded Cruise in Marina Del Rey with, and then it lists off the celebrities, right? Gives you a little bit about them, okay? RFK Jr., who is a 70-year-old politician. That is the headline name. wow. on this cruise, right?
That's the top billing.
That's the top billing. Underneath him is Cheryl Hines, an actor who, as far as I can see, her biggest movie was Herbie Fully Loaded.
I don't even know that movie.
It's the one with Lindsay Lohan, I'm pretty sure. Okay, yeah. And she's not Lindsay Lohan. Uh-huh. So no. She wouldn't be that big. Maybe she plays the car. I don't know. She was also in Curb Your Enthusiasm for all those people who are going to come for me. Then it goes on. Hollywood superhero fan favourite Zachary Levi. Ever heard of him?
No.
No. Did you ever hear of the movie Shazam?
Oh my God, yeah, that was only in cinemas a few years ago.
Yes,
flop,
it was.
I think,
so Shazam 1 actually did quite well. Shazam 2, big flop.
Did it do well?
It did well, actually. I actually quite enjoyed it. Shazam 2 did not do well at all.
Okay.
Influential Substack writer Jessica Reed Krause. I don't know anything about her apart from she's a Trump supporter. legendary athlete Meta World Peace, who is a basketball player whose real name is Meta Sandiford Artest. And then a critically acclaimed award-winning actress Drea Di Matteo. Right. Mm. She played Angie, the Italian mam, in Desperate Housewives.
Wow.
I think season 4, I want to say.
I'm trying to remember the Italian mam.
The Italian mam, she had a son called Danny. Okay.
But that's like someone that you'd meet in the shop and go,
oh, well, you're Desperate Housewives.
One, I might not recognise you, or two, you might look familiar, but I still don't know where you're from.
And you only remember that, Dave, because you've been watching Desperate Housewives back.
I know her because obviously I know Desperate Housewives inside out.
Yeah.
Whether it's like, I don't think most people would know who she is.
Yeah, no.
And I just find this whole thing kind of bizarre.
This is the celeb cruise lineup.
That's the lineup for this cruise, right? And you're like, what are they going to do? Like, what do they have in common? What's the theme here? Yeah. There doesn't seem to be any sort of theme. I did find some other themed cruises, most of which don't have any celebrities on board. It's just like, oh, it's the theme. So, for example, Miami Vice's 40th anniversary experience. You think maybe they'd have some actors from Miami Vice? Nope.
Okay.
John Stamos and the Beach Boys? Nope.
John Stamos, he's an actor.
He is an actor.
I only know that from Mean Girls when she goes, one time she met John Stamos and he told her he was pretty.
Pretty, yeah. Star Trek, The Cruise, that actually does have like a celebrity on board. Kate Mulgrew, who played Captain Catherine Janeway on Star Trek Voyager. For 7 days of entertainment inspired by the franchise, including theme parties, panel talks and Star Trek inspired dining. There is a whole cruise ship with one celebrity on it.
Oh wow. My God, and okay. A ton of Trekkies.
Yes.
Scary.
Game of Thrones themed cruise. Nope. No celebrities.
No.
Train the Band. Yes, they are there and they perform.
They're on the Game of Thrones cruise.
No. This is a train on a cruise.
Oh, Train the Band themed cruise.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And train are on it and they perform. Schitt's Creek.
Oh!
No.
Oh, no! Yeah. I love Schitt's Creek.
It's obviously a themed cruise, but none of the actual cast are on it or anything like that. And then there's a DJ Khaled themed cruise.
Another one.
And he is on it. Unfortunately, he will be performing, though. So.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah, I'm curious if you were to come up with a celebrity cruise lineup.
Yeah.
Right? I want you to come up with a celebrity cruise lineup and make it interesting.
Obscure.
Yeah, pretty obscure. And we're going to do that next.
Okay, very good. In the meantime, this is Charlie XCX, one of the biggest songs of summer 2024.
Oh, this is the TikTok dance one.
It is. This
Brat
is
Summer, right?
On Spin with Emma, cool. Dave and Aisling.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's just gone 7:45. Good morning.
Good morning. We were just talking about celebrity cruises because apparently they're a thing. It's literally a cruise where you can go and like there's a celebrity. I would imagine maybe they come out of their room for 1 hour a night and you get to hang out with them or something. I don't know.
But an like appearance, perhaps?
A full cruise ship hanging out with one celebrity. I think this is kind of bizarre. Anyway, I was talking to you about a lineup of one that was just absolutely bizarre. You had a former politician who's 70 years old. You had an actress who'd no one heard of. A used to be superhero in a movie. And you had like basketballer from years ago. And then you had the Italian mam and Desperate Housewives.
It's funny because like if you want to go on a cruise, you're going to go on a cruise. I don't care if it's themed or if I might bump into some random person who wasn't even an A-list star from a thing.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah. So I asked you to come up with your own star-studded celebrity lineup, but obviously your budget is about a fiver.
Yeah.
I was thinking, because I was actually watching this last night, if you know New Girl, you know that episode where Jess's sister's in it, Abby? She comes back.
Maybe.
And her name is Linda Cardellini.
Okay.
Would mean nothing to me if it was on a lineup, but if I got to bump into Jess's sister who featured in 2 or 3 episodes, I'd want to know if Schmidt is as hot in person.
Okay.
That's pretty rogue, yeah.
To be honest, yeah.
And you're she's cheap enough, I'd imagine.
I'd imagine so.
Considering nobody knows who she is in this room.
I'm going to start off my star-studded celebrity cruise lineup with Mitchell Musso.
Mitchell Musso. Tell me who he is.
You don't know Mitchell Musso?
No, it's a cool name though.
Mitchell Musso, who played Oliver in the Disney Channel movie series Hannah Montana. He was Miley's best friend.
Oh.
And he had a song in it, and that's the only thing he ever did singing wise.
And he had nice hair, Fred
and
Brown.
And he had very, very long hair. Yeah.
I remember him.
He was their kind of goofy friend.
I remember that. Yeah.
He's on your cruise.
I liked him.
On my cruise, I'd like to see Pam Ferris.
Okay.
You know Pam Ferris?
I don't know Pam Ferris.
She played the Trunchbull in Matilda. And I'd like her to swing me around by my plaits.
Yeah.
Is that the real, like, Matilda, Danny DeVito Matilda?
Yeah. The
no
original,
way.
Yeah.
You know what she should do? She should also just feed you your desserts.
And
Yeah.
The cake. And also put me in the chokey, please.
Oh, yes.
Put me in the chokey,
now, pan. A Matilda-themed cruise could do well.
I think that would be great.
That could do well.
Yeah.
If you just tuned in and heard Ashling say, put me in the chokey, pan. There is context. I'm thinking of Lisa Ann Walter. You know Lisa? You know Lisa Ann Walter.
I don't know Lisa Ann Walter.
Ah, you do. Lisa.
Who's Lisa Ann Walter?
She played Chessie in Parent Trap. Do you remember Chessie? Okay. Chessie or Jessie? Chessie was her name.
Oh, was she the nanny?
She was the housekeeper in Lindsay Lohan characters. She played Hallie and Annie in the dad's house. She was the housekeeper and she was just so warm and kind in that film. She was so nice.
I remember her.
Yeah,
actually.
low budget working for that one too.
Yeah.
No idea.
Lisa Ann, yeah.
I see your Chessie and I raise you Pam Stepnick.
Another Pam.
Pam Stepnick.
It's Pam.
Of course you know Pam Stepnick.
Oh, of course, yeah. Sign me up. How much is this cruise?
She is Jake Paul and Logan Paul's mother.
Awesome.
I just love to ask her what went wrong. Like, what went wrong with you? Well, how did you turn out to be just a terrible mother?
Oh, dear. That's going to be a dark cruise.
How did you make them kids?
I thought you loved them.
No, I really don't.
Oh, okay.
I think you're interested in their madness.
I'm interested in their madness, but yeah.
Here's another one. Faye Short. Pat Short's daughter.
Yeah.
She's on the cruise.
I knew she was familiar.
Yeah, she's on the cruise.
Okay, I was thinking Jeff Ayers.
Go on.
Come on, Jeff Ayers.
Who's Jeff Ayers?
Are you coming on the cruise with Jeff Ayers' cruise, guys?
Who is it?
He voiced Baby Bop and Barney.
Oh, wow.
Baby Bop, one of the most...
Is that the green one?
Yeah, the green dragon.
The green one.
The yellow one.
Sorry.
That's DJ, isn't it?
Yes!
No way, is it?
Is it?
I don't know.
Is DJ the yellow one?
Hebe, can we look up who the yellow character was in Barney, please? And Jonathan Lipnicki. That's who's going on my cruise.
Oh, Licky.
Jonathan Lipnicki.
Yeah,
sorry,
top
his
billing.
Name is Jonathan Lipnicki.
Lipnicki.
Go on.
Hebe.
It wasn't DJ, it's BJ.
BJ! Damn it, I was so close.
Sorry, back to your guy.
Jonathan Lipnicki. Yeah, he played George in Stuart Little. Remember? And I'd just love to know if he, like, stared at nothing or did they kind of make a little, you know, miniaturised mouse that he pretended was real.
Yes.
I do think it's really interesting to talk to people who have to like act with something that isn't there. For example, like when your man in Twilight becomes the werewolf.
Oh, yeah.
And you ever see those behind the scenes?
Is Taylor Lautner just wearing a green thing and she has to rub him on the head?
Yeah, she's rubbing him on the head as if he's a little wolf. Very good.
One more for you.
Go on.
Kathleen Hurlis.
Oh yeah, who's
original
that?
Dora the Explorer.
Ah, very good.
No way.
I think I would.
Animated.
Yeah, it works.
Okay, how is that going to work?
You're on Boys. Spin.
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Body charge, Emma, Dave, Ashley. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
Three.
Go.
Two.
Go.
One.
Woo.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
You know what? Haven't heard a positive five-word weather in a while now.
What was it?
No sign of blue skies.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
buzzing.
Thanks for that, Emily.
Because it's her fault.
Yeah, it is her fault. I want to talk to you about my sleeping for the last 3 nights.
Okay.
This has been...
Moaning coming.
It's some moaning. But it's actually, like, I've been sleeping fine, but it's just there's been three things that have been really affecting my sleep.
Okay.
One, for some reason, is pins and needles. I'm waking up with pins and needles in my arm. And each time it happens, I think I'm going to die.
Okay, I don't think you can. Are you sleeping funny on your arm?
I must be.
Yeah.
That's very, very
pins
weird.
Pins and needles are so discombobulating.
Aren't they? They're so weird.
Like, there's times you literally just can't stand up. I'm like, oh, sorry, I can't move.
If your foot has it.
Yeah,
and you're like, I'll collapse.
Yeah, like, I literally can't move.
I'm there waking up and I'm shaking my hand to try, like, wake it up. Because I'm pretty sure pins and needles is like, your body can't find the limb.
Oh, yeah,
you know
sometimes.
I mean? It's like, no, it's here, it's fine.
Rerouting.
Yeah. It's
sometimes
fine.
When I have it my foot, it's like, be brave, just start wiggling it.
So get that.
Yeah.
Second thing is that one of my neighbour's car keeps going off at about 4:30 half three. Every night for the past three nights.
Weird.
Like just...
An alarm.
And I'm like, what's going on? Like, is it a cat? Is it a leaf that landed on it? I've no idea.
Wow.
But it goes off about four times.
And it's happening every night.
Every night. And each night I freak out thinking it's my car and I wake up and I'm like, where's my keys? And I'm desperately
thinking you're waking the whole estate.
Desperately hitting the lock button and I'm like, oh,
your neighbour
it's not my car.
Sleeping soundly.
Yeah, exactly. And then the third thing is this new type of bird. I don't know what's going on, but it sounds like Perry the Platypus from Phineas and Ferb. It sounds like this. It's constant outside my bedroom window. I don't know what's going on.
It's a new type of bird in Dublin.
I swear. I don't know what it is. I can't even see it, and I want to destroy them all.
If we have any... Are they called aviary experts?
Yeah, there would be, I suppose.
Yeah. Any aviary experts listening?
Is anyone else listening, like, hearing that? It starts as soon as there's a hint of brightness, all you hear.
It's awful. It's like a cross between a frog and a bird.
I was about to say a frog, yeah.
Yeah.
Any platypus is going
around. Now, that, by the way, that clip is actually Perry the Platypus. That's not the bird.
Whoa, you got such a clear recording.
Yeah. Dave,
I'm really into birds.
Yeah. I'm first thing this morning out with the microphone.
Yeah, I mic'd
it up. Do that again for the show.
Is there anything more annoying than being on hold for ages?
Oh,
few things. God, very few things more annoying than that.
Yeah, I was on to a company last week and it was like, you know, your call is important to us. Please continue to hold. And as soon as that comes back in, you kind of get a little jump in your stomach being like, oh my God, someone answered. And it's like, oh no, it's just telling me to...
Every slight
dip of the music, you're like...
Here we go.
Yeah. And then it kind of updates you. You have now been on hold for 8 minutes. And I actually appreciate that.
Oh no, they never say that.
No, this one
surely
did.
Surely.
This one did.
That's
and I was
stupid.
Like, yeah, because you're only highlighting yourself how bad your customer service is. Well, way back in the day, there was a lot more entertainment on offer when you're put on hold, okay? A video on TikTok has been doing the rounds this week. And it's from BBC Archives. And essentially, it might be hard to believe, but when you were on hold to certain companies way back in the day, there was a live DJ, essentially like sort of a radio DJ, playing the tunes and keeping your company live.
But not specifically for you, for everyone who was on hold,
for
basically.
For people who were sitting there on hold, this person was performing essentially for you, and it was their full-time job, which is just amazing.
David is Britain's first hold jockey. Armed with a compact disc collection, his job is to entertain confused software users as they wait on the telephone for help.
Now, I'm big into this. Again, the smallest audience you could ever really have as a DJ, you know, if it's 12 or 20 people. Maybe he was an aspiring radio DJ or something, this guy David, but he sounds like a bit of a ledge.
There's normally less than a dozen on hold at any one time, making him the DJ with probably the smallest audience in the world.
But the job is to relieve the tension of being put on hold. There's nothing worse than being there on the end of the phone listening to Electronic Greensleeves.
Like, oh my God.
I do think that, you know, a lot of elements in the world right now seem to be going backwards. I do think the on hold situation is definitely terrible now.
Yeah,
just that really
this has
bad
way
music.
Worse.
Whereas I didn't know this was ever a thing.
Well, it's just coming up to the top of the hour. That's my cue to go home. Don't forget, I shall be back here at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Unbelievable.
I love
that. That just sounds like a radio show, that one. Like,
I'd proper be happy to be on hold if I was listening to this guy.
For 12 people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, how engaged are those 12 people?
Yeah.
They have no choice but to listen very closely.
I'd be so nervous. 12 people. That's a lot of people.
No, but I think it's almost more nervous having like the very attentive 12.
Do you know what? Yeah, I totally get that. Sometimes people will go on stage and say it's more nerve-wracking with 5 in the audience than 300 when you can't see them.
But unlike every other DJ in Britain, his bosses say the lower they can get his audience, the better.
That's a good point. Yeah, the less he has listening is really good.
Yeah. So I was telling you about this, obviously off air in the last couple of days, and we've all come up with kind of how we would perform or DJ based on different kind of types of companies if you're placed on hold. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm thinking about a hardware store, and this is how I would entertain the masses.
Please.
Should they be put on hold?
Hello, and welcome to Nolan Hardware's Hold onto your hard hats FM. I hate to say it, but you're stuck with me for a while. Side note, if you're after the heavy duty mounting adhesive, no nails, strong glue for wood, ceramic, metal and more, we got that back in stock. Killian's having a mare in the storeroom. I'm here and looking for pliers for caller number 4. Did that box of screwdrivers just fall on his head? If your call is in relation to hammers, please press 1. This tune will keep you company.
Hammer time.
Yeah.
If your call is in relation to saws, be holding for a while, but you're in for a treat. And if you're after bubble, laser or digital levels, it's a rave on three. Otherwise, please remain on the line. I have Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball on the way after this. You're listening to Nolan Hardware's Hold On To Your Hard Hats FM.
Just to let me down.
I would listen into that radio station nonstop.
All day. Me too. Absolutely. I want to hear from you guys.
Yeah, we're doing it. We got it.
You're on hold radio coming in a sec here at Spin. We were telling you a few minutes ago about how the on hold systems, when you're put on hold, when you ring a company or whatever, have gone back in time. And now they're really not entertaining, just really boring. But a BBC Archives video was doing the rounds on TikTok this week. And way back in the day, would you believe some companies would employ a literal live DJ to keep people on hold entertained as they're waiting to get through to an operator?
See, I think companies have just started to cheapen themselves.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, just put some royalty-free music on hold. People don't care. I'm like, no, you're angering your customers.
Yeah, no, totally.
I think it's such a good idea.
This guy called David sounds like a legend. I hope he got a huge career in radio after all this.
There's normally less than a dozen on hold at any one time, making him the DJ with probably the smallest audience in the world.
But the job is to relieve the tension of being put on hold. There's nothing worse than being there on the end of the phone listening to Electronic Greensleeves.
Dead right.
Just saying.
Dead right.
All of us, I think I can speak for all of us when I say if anyone wants to give us a gig... No bother.
Yeah. I'd take it on.
Happily, yeah.
Maybe 12 listeners.
Yeah.
Happy days.
So we've been thinking ourselves
about... You need to practice, yeah.
If we were companies, how would we entertain if we were the person DJing while someone's on hold?
Yeah, so I have gone for Olympics FM, right? So this is when you call the Olympics hotline.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or maybe you could be an athlete and maybe you've lost your gold medal. It could be that maybe you want to know what time a certain sport is on.
Gotcha.
So
a lot of questions I'd have for the Olympics hotline.
So this is me ringing the Olympics hotline.
Hey, you're through to the Olympics hotline. Welcome to Olympics FM. You are caller number
473.
DJ Diver Dave filling in for Harry Hurdles this morning. You better hope they don't answer too soon, because I got bangers like this coming up from AWOL Nation. Sam! Not a water person, more of an on-track kind of person. No worries. What about this?
Run.
And if AWOL Nation doesn't get you going, we're only a hop, skip and a jump away from a bit of House of Pain for all those trampoliners out there. Don't forget, if you're still on hold in the next 20 minutes, we're going to be playing our Crash Mat Machine. It's very like the cash machine, except instead of cash, you win a crash mat. All you got to do is answer within five rings. That's five interlinked, multicoloured rings. Right now, let's start off your morning on Olympics FM. Are you training for shooting? Pretty sure I've hit the target with this one. MIA.
Oh my God,
give me
the number for them.
That was excellent. Oh
very
my God.
Enjoyable.
What a wild ride if you're on hold to that.
Would be, wouldn't it?
To that tune.
All right, Ash, what have you got?
Okay, so I've kind of gone general here, and this hold radio station could be applied to any company, so lots of companies could tune in, and like all hold music, it's quite annoying. That's I will wait, and that's what she said. Sharon on line 9, that is. All right, time to play fastest finger first. I shout out a number. First one of you to hit it on the dial pad jumps the queue straight to number 1. Get ready. Today's number is 8. Get tapping. Oh, and it's Miriam all the way from line 3 up to line 1. Miriam, how does it feel? Are you f***ing joking me? I've been on this f***ing phone for an hour and 20 f***ing minutes. I swear to f***ing box your hang in there, Miriam, you legend. All right, back to the tunes now. Justin Bieber, hold on hold.
You know you can call me if you need someone.
Psych.
Oh, I got you. I did, didn't I? You thought you were back. Oh, you thought you made it through. No. Back on the line. Back to the tunes. Back to Bieber. This is on hold.
Pick up the pieces if you come.
Oh, my God.
That would drive me ballistic.
And I would do the fake ring every 5 minutes.
Maybe the on hold FM is not a great idea.
No, maybe not. Drive people even more crazy.
It's a girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and tears. How
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
It is Thursday, meaning it is the time of the week where we get to be a little bit mean to our Dave.
Heart beating faster, palms getting sweaty, and breath getting shorter. This must mean it's the girly quiz.
This is where Emma and I quiz Dave on all things girly. Every aspect of being a girl is covered here, and Dave has to get all three questions right in order to win the week. Two lifelines, though, so it's pretty easy, right?
He has.
I'm not going to look at her for the entire girly quiz. And as far as I'm concerned, it's Emma and Dave today.
And I don't know what's going on in Aisling's personal life recently, but she's getting more angry and angry throughout the girly quiz over the last number of months.
I'm red today, like the devil that I am.
Yeah, two lifelines to help Dave out this week. Well, as always, one is to simplify, and one is his phone a female. It's Holly standing by for you this morning.
Oh, nice one, Holly. Thank you.
Just to say, we cover, as Aisling said, all aspects of being a female on the girly quiz. So if there is little ears in the car and Dave goes rogue, you've been warned. Keep your hand on the dial.
Yes, and the girly quiz is with Sculpted by Amy. You can meet with the Sculpted by Amy expert makeup artists and find your perfect shade in their flagship store on Grafton Street. And Holly wins herself a Sculpted by Amy product bundle to let that summer of good skin begin.
I can't believe you have sponsored my anxiety. This is ridiculous.
That's actually,
you know, because we have a sponsor,
ridiculous.
That means it's never going away.
Dave, question one on the girly quiz this week. Come on now, come on. Bit of confidence, bring it back.
Yeah. Bit of cop.
I'm going to go mad.
She's at it already. Question one. Tapes, bonds and sew-ins are all types of what?
Tapes, bonds and sew-ins. Tapes, I'd imagine... Like, you'd use tape for your boobs to, like...
Tit tape.
Yeah, tit tape. I don't know why, though. Bonds. Maybe that's like a... Like, to bond something together. That's like, you know, putting them together. And what was the other one?
Sew-ins.
Right. So, they might be types... And what's the question?
It's tapes, bonds, and sew-ins are all types of what?
I want to say... Bras.
Okay.
Tapes. Yeah, I'd say they're things that go in your bra. But I'm not entirely sure.
Are you confident enough to go for it?
No, I'm not, because I feel like I would have heard about, like, oh, what kind of bra are you getting? Oh, I'm getting a tape bra, or I'm getting a bond bra, or I'm getting...
And a sew-in just sounds like a sore, doesn't it?
A sew-in bra.
Maybe it's to make them look bigger.
Mm.
That's another option. But what would that be a type of? It would be a type of... Maybe a booster of some sort. Sorry, the whole girly quiz, if you're new to it, is just me thinking out loud for 9 minutes.
Okay, it's lovely amazing. To see the process evolve. Are you going to do a simplify or a phone a female, perhaps?
I think I'm going to simplify this one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to go straight in for simplify?
I'm going to simplify this one.
Aisling, simplify mode, please.
Entering simplify mode. Dave, question one. Tapes, bonds and sew-ins are all types of what? A, hair extensions, or B, crochet styles?
Okay, well, it's definitely not crochet styles. It has to be hair extensions.
Why not crochet styles?
Because crocheting is not just for women.
What a modern man.
And I've always said that.
Get that on a t-shirt.
And a crochet t-shirt.
And I've always said that.
I've always believed in that since I was a boy. Crochet is for all. Are you locking it in?
Yeah, locking it in. Hair extensions.
Well done.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Fair play. Okay. We rock into
Look, I'm a feminist,
two.
Guys, okay?
Yeah. Oh, what can I say? All right, okay. Question two, Dave. What is a cohort?
A cohort.
Yeah, what's a cohort, Dave?
A cohort. Oh. A cohort is, I want to say... Right, well, look, first of all, Holly, get ready because I'm coming to you. However, I will say that what I think it is when someone wears... like when a girl wears pants, but they have the string, you know, like to like tighten. Mm. I think that's the cohort.
The cord.
The cord.
So I'm wearing my Adidas trousers today.
So you have cord.
And I've got a cord.
That's a
there.
Cord. But I don't know. I think they're just string in the pants. Do you know what I mean?
So
I think,
what would you say the cord is then?
I think that's the cord, but I think the pants are the cords.
Because they have a string.
Because they have a cord.
Do you want me to spell cord for you just so you have it?
Yeah.
C-O-dash O-R-D.
Yeah, co-ord. Cool. That's what I would imagine it is. I think it's pants with the tightening.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Feature.
Perhaps Holly might be of help here.
Yeah. So, but I'm not too sure. So I'm going to have to call in.
Welcome, Holly.
Holly, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Holly, I've got 30 seconds on the clock. Will you tell me what a cord is, please?
So it's not a cord. It's like a matching set. So it can be like matching skirt and top, or like a matching gym set.
Coordinating.
Yeah, coordinating.
Feckin'.
Just simple English, what?
Coordinating. So it's like a matching skirt and a matching top, like.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. Thank you, Holly.
Or shorts.
Or shorts, yeah.
Love a little co-ord, have to say.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about them.
I'm wearing a co-ord right now.
Oh, yeah.
What's it like?
Yeah.
What's it like?
Can't go wrong with co-ords.
What colour is your co-ord today?
It's just a green penny set.
Oh, easy.
Nice.
I love that because you never have to think about matching it up. It just works.
A co-ord on a Thursday.
Never.
Yeah,
we've got our stuff together.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with it's a matching outfit.
And you'd be absolutely correct. Well done to Dave and well done to Holly.
Right, so...
Thank you.
Holly, you're going home with that Sculpted by Amy product bundle. Well done, gal. Have a great day in your co-ord.
Thanks, Holly.
Thanks good, so
Holly. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
Bye. Okay, one more to take the win, Dave, and this one you're completely on your own.
Where was I going with the pants tightening?
I don't know.
You were just thinking of a cord.
You think he got cord too embedded in the head.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
That's
but you
annoying.
Did... You have heard of a co-ord, I'd
yeah,
say.
I have.
Yeah.
A co-ord set.
I never would have got that right, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not going to like this last question.
No. And I've used both.
Dave.
Oh, imagine I smashed it.
Women have to maintain a certain pH balance in their vagina for it to remain healthy. Please name one thing that can throw off the pH balance.
See, we're being nice to you with just the one thing. So there's a list.
Yeah, you could name up to like 20 things.
We've a lot going on, haven't we?
Yeah.
Maintaining our pH balance all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
What in God's name does that mean?
I knew you'd love that one.
Did you ever do pH scale in school?
I used to do work experience in a swimming pool.
Oh, yeah.
We had to take the pH balance of the pool.
And what did that mean when you took the pH balance of the pool?
Just to make sure it's like healthy, I'm pretty sure. Like, or if it's like has the right amount of chemicals in it.
Interesting.
How you do that for a woman, though, I've no idea.
Again, if you want to maintain your certain pH balance, but what can
affect
that?
What knocks it off?
Yeah, exactly. What's bad for that?
Maybe it's swimming, like in a pool with chlorine, because like it would be a different pH level to...
It's logical.
Your vagina. Sentences I never thought I'd say on radio.
Maybe the chlorine isn't the same as in...
But you know what affects everything that I'm going to say? And I really, really want to get this right.
Come on, you can do it.
I think, logically, the one thing that would affect the pH level of a vagina is... pregnancy. Or period.
Well, they're two period different
would,
things.
Period would make more sense. No, okay, yeah, I've decided. Final answer. Period.
Final answer, period.
Final answer, period.
Well, according to Healthline, you are absolutely correct!
John! Was pregnancy right?
Do you know what? On my long list of things that could affect the pH balance there would be using scented products and deodorants around that area.
Okay.
Wearing too tight, non-breathable clothing.
Or swimming one.
You know, the way sometimes... I haven't seen swimming in my official
list. I can't argue
with that because I'd imagine sometimes if it did affect possibly irritating products, they always advise you not to use standard gels or whatever when you're washing. Antibiotics, periods on there as well. See, absolutely smashed
Look
it.
At
well
that.
Done.
What a great day to be David Hammond.
Honestly, I think with the girly quiz, just say period and it's probably the answer to
honestly,
most biological
yeah.
questions.
It's a girly quiz
with Sculpted by Amy. Let the summer of good skin begin.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Spin, take me to Ibiza.
Please.
Come on, boss Nick. Why aren't we going to Ibiza?
Can we go with the person who wins? ? I went to Ibiza last year. It was the most fun time ever. Finally to see it in real life. I've always kind of wanted to go and suss it out. And one observation for you, if you're listening to this and you're like, I'd love to go to Ibiza, but it might be a bit mad for me. You could do Ibiza whatever way you want, I noticed. If you want to go a little bit up out of the way, you'll feel like you're in a really quiet,
chilled out village. Like, you don't have to get into, like, obviously, rave. Go and enjoy the parties or whatever.
I know people who bring their kids.
Yeah, families can go. Yeah, there's really quiet parts. But we kind of want to send you to the fun part because we have a trip to go to Ibiza. We're giving this away across the month of August and we want to send you out on Friday the 20th of September for 5 nights in a 4-star hotel, and we want you to have a bit of a rave, right? Because we're going to give you tickets to one of the biggest closing parties on the island, plus your travel and to and from the airport in Ibiza, breakfast at the hotel, travel insurance, and 20 kg of luggage as well.
I think that's a big deal for Ibiza. You want to be able to bring your curlers and all your bits.
Oh, yes. Everything. Yeah, bring that 20 kg back. But basically, this is how it'll work. Every day we're going to gather daily qualifiers, not just on our show, but on Michaela's show, Steve Kay's show, and Jamie and Shireen later on, all the way up until, I think, and then August 26th, basically, we're going to pick a winner. Mm-hmm. It could be you that we're calling, but you have to answer your phone with a very specific thing if we do call you.
They're actually ruthless on this. Sometimes we can be a bit sound on this on our show. We do this for different things. Yes. But no, there's a very specific way and a specific order of words you need to answer the phone with. So let's give this a go and see if you're listening to us. We told you this about an hour ago at this stage.
Ben, take me to Ibiza.
Yay! Beautiful. Well done, Thomas.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You are in that draw now officially to go to Ibiza. Have you ever been to Ibiza before, Thomas?
I've never been to Ibiza before, so it could do a nice little blowout for the end of summer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Are you a raver, Thomas?
Yeah, of course.
Where the mood takes you. Yeah, there's a closing raver party.
Somewhere.
Ravers are more sure of themselves now, Thomas.
Yeah, they're a bit more hardcore.
Ibiza is a lot of the clubs actually close really early, so if you're semi-raver, then grand. You start early and end early, which is good crack. Well, now you can always find more after.
When you but say I mean,
the
end early,
closing parties.
Do you mean like 2 a.m.?
No, like 11.
What?
11 a.m.
As in some of the big. No. PM, as in some of the massive clubs where you'd have the closing parties with the big famous DJs.
Right.
Then you move on to other clubs.
Ah, okay.
Because a lot of those big clubs are residential.
Ah, okay,
so
interesting.
You go and you do the evening and you do, and then you move on to a different one.
Thomas,
you know what I mean?
Your plus one should be Emma as a tour guide.
I've only been once, Thomas. What if you want to bring me to?
Yeah. Well, best of luck, Thomas. August 26th, that's when we're doing the draw.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great day.
Good luck, Thomas.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Dave and Ashley. I like it like that. It's Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hello, it's Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I feel like you just need to give me some sort of credit, because do you remember the day before, or the days leading up to when I was going to Lanzarote a couple of weeks ago, and I was pretty...
Insufferable.
I was pretty insufferable. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been pretty good this week. I'm going on holidays tomorrow for a full week.
Dave, we did a full...
I haven't mentioned it more than 10 times. I think that's pretty good.
Half of our show yesterday was about tips for your cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you joking?
That was cruise vibes.
Gosh, and also, those listening don't really hear the subtle mentions of it throughout when the music is on, when we're chatting in the room. It's like, I certainly know that you're going on holidays.
Genuine question, though. Have you packed?
No.
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 Don't be silly. I have so much to do today.
Yeah.
I have to go get them bottles, you know, where you can put like shampoo and all.
Pennies have them.
Yeah, but there's no pennies close to me. Where do I have to, where can you go get them?
I'll tell you where you get them. Muji.
Muji.
Muji just off Grafton Street. They're great for all those little plastic bottles.
Deadly.
And are you only bringing hand luggage?
Yeah.
Do you know what's actually annoying? Because I was like, what, you don't need the small bottles because you're on a boat, but you have to get a bloody plane.
Yeah, I have to get a plane to Barcelona. But like, I don't need massive cases. Like, I don't understand. You know, when you go to like America, or even if you're going to Spain, and some people bring like the massive 20 kg and they check in. What are you bringing? Just bring a few bikinis and whatever, you'd be grand.
Sure, Dave only has two t-shirts. He just alternates them every day.
Every single day.
Two t-shirts, two hoodies.
Yeah, he's in the white one today.
Yeah. Good morning.
So you might have noticed we were telling yesterday that we have interim producer Hebe in studio as Callum is away. And producer Callum has been banging on for weeks and weeks and weeks. So excited because him and his girlfriend, Jess, were heading off to Vienna as they were going to see Taylor Swift for the second time on the Eras tour, having seen her in the Aviva recently enough.
He's very, very excited.
He wouldn't stop going on about
it. Yeah, like he was doing a countdown every day of like how many days, hours and minutes until he got to see Taylor Swift again. He isn't here. He is in Vienna, but the gigs are not going ahead. Callum, what's going on over there?
So, yeah, last night, I actually couldn't believe it. I'm with Jess, obviously, my girlfriend. and we were just sitting at home. We flew into Austria yesterday. We were spending a couple of days here, flying back on Saturday, seeing Taylor on Thursday night, so tonight. We flew in yesterday, had a whole day to ourselves. We kind of did a bit of touristy bits. We went back to the hotel, kind of was relaxing. And she turned around to me at about 9-10 o'clock in the evening and looked at me and was like, Callum, they've just cancelled all three gigs because of a terrorist attack.
Oh my God.
And it's one of those, of a potential terrorist attack, sorry. And I looked at her and was like, are you joking?
That's like
it's a weird joke to make, but I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, yeah. Madness. And then how long before you kind of let that sink in? And first of all, obviously the initial thing is like the shock of hearing those words, and then B, you've flown to Vienna to see a Taylor Swift gig, which it's just all like it's horrifying and disappointing.
Awful.
Yeah. So when Jess mentioned it, I looked online and then I saw like maybe 2 hours previous that there were a couple of arrests made. We weren't really looking at our phones because we're touristy bits.
Yeah.
So then we saw the arrests were made and then the official announcement was put out, and it was just. There's upset because obviously we've made the journey, but then like I started thinking about people who haven't seen her on this tour. Like we were very lucky to see her in Dublin on the second night.
Yes.
I was, when we were in the passport queue, Jess breezed through in the EU queue, and obviously I had to stick around in the other passport queue.
But that's your own fault for being English, though, Callum.
Yeah, in fairness, you can't be having a moan about that now, Callum.
That's not Taylor's fault.
You left.
Yeah, go on.
In that queue, I was surrounded by a bunch of Americans, and they'd all kind of come from Dublin or around Europe to come over. And even when I went through passport control, I was speaking to the guy who was checking the passport. He was saying, like, they haven't seen the likes of the influx of people into the country like this
before. This huge journey, yeah.
Even when you think of what Dublin was like when the Taylor gigs were on, it was hopping.
Yeah.
So did you notice yesterday in the city, there are Swifties everywhere?
You couldn't move for them. Like, again, we were just walking around and you saw people in with the tote bags, wearing the T-shirts.
Cowboy boots, yeah.
And can I just ask, obviously, was this like just the police obviously heard chatter and decided, right, we need to call off the whole thing just
in
case?
It looked like it was they obviously had a bit of intelligence, because at about 7, 8pm last night, it was on the news again. We didn't see it until the cancellations that they made two arrests with people with terrorist groups and found substances in their home, maybe about an hour outside of Vienna, but linked to the gigs.
Wow.
So initially when they made those arrests, they said that the gigs would still go on with heightened security and ID checks. And then obviously 2 hours down the line, they were like, actually, no, we need to just cancel.
A fair play to them. Honestly brilliant that they were on the ball like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That saved so many lives. Like, that is genuinely so impressive.
I think so too. And even though, like they said, they made arrests, I don't think I'd be able to go.
No, definitely not.
It's tainted now.
Definitely.
It spoils the whole thing. No one feels safe. And I think it's what when I saw Nine last night is, and we saw this ourselves, like obviously I wasn't at the Aviva for Taylor's gigs, but you'd see it online. There was such friendship and love and joy at all of these gigs. And you know, the friendship bracelets and everyone sharing and making new friends.
Oh, Callum,
completely against the...
And Callum,
the vibe of what the gig should be.
And did you bring friendship bracelets to swap with other people, Callum?
We actually brought our kits. I don't know if you can hear it.
We
brought the kits to make them. We were about to make them when Jess told us about the cancellation.
Oh, my God.
Well, look, the thing about that is hopefully today, and there's other Swifties around for the weekend, you can meet up and still exchange bracelets and still, because a lot of people obviously will be there for the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we're obviously not just going to stay in the hotel for the next 2 days. We did some exploring yesterday. We've got some touristy bits to look at, so
it's not
going to be a waste. We'll get the refund for the gig, we're still going to enjoy the time.
You've got some TV channels to be on as well. I heard Jess was on GMB.
yeah, she's been on News Talk this morning. Good morning, Britain in the UK.
Yeah, thanks for giving us the exclusive thing.
Yeah,
you could have waited for us first.
No, absolutely not. News Talk gets the exclusive.
Yeah. It's like a little Taylor headquarters there in the hotel in Vienna.
Do you think I can claim some more time off for this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you worked a day in lieu. Anyway, look, do something Taylor-y, do something Swifty tonight and enjoy it.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Don't miss me too much.
We're sorry for
you.
No,
we won't. I will see you at some point, Callum. Good luck.
See you soon, Callum.
See you later.
Bye.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm starting to kind of realise something about Ireland, and I think we've gotten a bit too careful about safety.
and this is the woke society.
The woke brigade.
You heard it here first. Aisling is anti-woke.
I actually think you're right in a way. I was walking with my housemate the other night out for a walk, and there was like an electricity wire that was like slightly lower than normal, and I was like, that's a health and safety hazard. Having been in
Emma's
Thailand.
Emma's the reason. Yeah, Emma's the reason.
In my head, I was like, why is that even in my mind? Because in Thailand, when I was there, like, it's an obstrosity, the electricity wires.
Oh my God, yeah, there's live wires hanging
everywhere.
All over the place.
And it was like, maybe like a couple of feet lower than the rest, and I noticed it because we are so health and safety friendly here.
I love
here,
them.
Aren't we?
Shock wires. I love them.
Like, do you know when you go and you do like jet skiing or snorkeling or like quad bikes abroad? They don't even check if you have a license half the time.
Yeah.
You fill out a form.
For jet skiing.
They don't even know. Well, they don't even know if you can swim. Like, they're just off you go. Yeah. 50 quid.
Wear the helmet if you want.
I feel like here you'd need like a solicitor to write you a letter to be allowed to do those things. And I witnessed this at the weekend because I was up in Northern Ireland. I swear this is the last time I'll talk about my 2-day trip to the north, but we just did a lot. And we did this popular tourist attraction up there called the Gobbins. Have you ever heard of it?
I've heard of the Gobbins. No, yeah. That's a lie. Sorry. My cousins are called the Gobbins. So that's what that is.
No, it wasn't to see them. No. So this is like a cliff walk and it's really, really cool. They basically built it in, some man like built it in like 1902, and he basically just carved a path out of the side of the cliff. And people back then used to do it in like corsets and little tiny heels, and like the men would be doing it in their suits and their suit trousers because that's just what they wore.
Right.
Now, very different story. So it kind of like got damaged by a landslide and it reopened in 2016. And it's like got all these fancy bridges and you're basically like walking like in the cliff kind of.
Okay.
And the water is slapping up against and there's
You can kind caves. Of understand why people would be worried about health and safety in that environment.
No, absolutely. And I think there are some reasonable measures. But our tour guide made us feel like we were going to die out of the Gobbins. Okay, so when we got there, we were wearing like kind of exercise gear. We both had like a pair of runners on or whatever. Immediately we get to the desk and they look down and say, oh no, you won't be wearing those on the path.
Oh no.
You've got to rent the hiking boots, £5 each.
Oh yeah, so they're looking to make a few bob off you.
Yeah. Nobody's allowed out in any other shoes other than hiking boots. So we're going over to get the hiking boots, grand, whatever. And a woman in front of us has like proper like hiking shoes. Mm. So like doesn't come up over the ankles, but like, do you know those like proper with the weird laces and all? And she says, pull up your trousers there, madam. Have to see your ankles.
Stop it.
Looking for the fiver.
Oh no, you won't be able to wear those out in the path. You see, a couple of months ago, a lady went over on her ankle and actually broke her ankle out on the path. So we insist that everybody wears hiking boots only on the path. So like, right, okay. That's fair enough, maybe.
Did she want to break the ankle with the boots that she had to, that she had to rent?
No, I think in like normal shoes or whatever. Anyway, it turned out that this tour guide had a story, a very melodramatic story for every possible rule.
Oh my gosh,
so we go
sounds
in
like a nightmare.
For like a safety demonstration, and there's helmets on every chair. Mm. So they're like, put on those helmets, folks, and
fiber.
Make sure that doesn't make sure that doesn't move. We've had people taking lumps out of themselves on this walk, banging their heads, especially the tall people. So make sure you've got that on nice and sturdy. Everybody shake your head.
Oh,
make sure,
God.
Whatever. I'm like, I didn't hit my head once on this walk. Okay? Then she's like, folks, there are 1,200 steps on the Gobbins walk, and this is no mean feat for the smallies. So if you're small, I'm afraid you're going to find this extremely, extremely difficult.
I'd be turning around like, right, you know what, it's not worth it.
Literally, I'm like, I paid like £40 for this.
And
this
also,
awful.
It doesn't matter if you're small or tall, steps are steps.
Yeah. I know, so dramatic. She says, this path is not for you if you've had a knee or hip replacement or if you've had a heart attack anytime recently. We had a man a few weeks ago. He went out with his wife because she wanted to do the walk. He wasn't that interested. He listened to this exact safety briefing in one ear and out the other. He got down to the start of the path and he couldn't do it. He tells us after. Sure, he had a heart attack 2 months before.
Of course he did.
I kind of love this woman. She's so dramatic, right?
I can't stand this woman.
She's like, it's hilarious, though.
She's like, you better be able to duck as well, folks, because we have to go through one sharp tunnel at the very beginning.
Yeah,
and if you get through that tunnel, it won't be the cops coming to collect you or the ambulance. It'll be the Coast Guard if anything happens to you. Or a helicopter.
Oh my God.
I think she needs a demotion quickly. No one wants to do the Gobbins
after her. I guarantee there's another one just like her, like who has the exact same job as her. as her. As it's just as chill as anything.
By the time I got out there, I was afraid I was going to die. I got out there, it was basically like walking on the cobbles in Temple Bar. Yeah. It was grand.
Which you've done and survived in heels, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I'm wearing hiking boots and a helmet.
Oh, nightmare.
So funny. So dramatic. We need to relax in this country.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Right now, though, it's One Foot in the Rave. This is a fantastic game where we play you a tiny little snippet of a dance tune. It's almost like when you go into, let's say, Coppers, and you pay your tenner, and you open the door, and you step one foot in, you go, actually, do you know what? This isn't worth the tenner. I'm actually just going to go home.
But you can't get your tenner back.
Yeah, you can't get the tenner back, but still, you'd still much rather just go home. Mm. So you've heard what they're playing a little bit. You can hear what the DJ's playing, but you just go, ah, do you know what? No, not for me.
Can't do it tonight.
Yeah, not for me tonight. So this is where we play you a tiny, tiny little snippet of a dance tune. Yesterday, it was 0.2 of a second, which I know sounds absolutely ridiculous, but it has been guessed on those days before.
Many times.
For 10 IMC Cinema Passes, and it sounded like this. Like, that's insane. Mm. If you were guessing it from that, I'd be very, very impressed. And then today is day two, so we've got 0.4 seconds of a clip, but the cinema passes do deplete down to 8. The clip sounds like this. And I have something in my head.
You still can't verbalise it.
I'm the only one who knows what it is, and I bet that something in your head is right, even though I know you can't say it.
No.
As in, like, you physically can't get the words out.
There's two, and I know it isn't this one.
Oh, he's writing it down.
He's writing, everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
I know he's isn't this one.
No, it's not Cotton Eye Joe.
Okay, just had to make sure. Play it again. Play that clip. Play the clip.
Way too heavy for Cotton Eye Joe. Where's the banjo?
I don't know.
Grace is on. What are you up to this morning, Grace?
Oh, I'm down in Wexford at the moment.
Oh, very nice. Is that the Fla?
Just in a holiday home.
Oh, very nice.
Well, the Fla's on in Wexford. Such crack there around at the moment. Okay, listen, you're trying to identify this dance song from this clip, Grace. Do you have any ideas what that might be?
It's just a wild, wild guess.
We love wild. But I'm thinking,
could it be ATB Ecstasy?
Oh, what an absolute dirty banger. Aisling?
I'm afraid it's not.
Oh, what an absolute dirty banger that song is.
Definitely likes that one anyway.
What a class tune. Grace, it's not. I'm sorry, but thanks, Mill, for giving it a go. And enjoy your trip to Wexford.
Great guess.
Yeah,
Grace.
No worries. Thanks.
Good luck.
See you, Grace.
Bye. Bye-bye.
I didn't know Emma could do a loud accent.
Good luck down now,
that's
Grace.
That's the best accent you've ever done.
Do it again.
No.
Do it again.
No,
do it again.
Dirty banger.
Dirty banger.
I'm going so red. Leave me alone.
Right, tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, and the clip sounds like this.
Oh.
Will it go tomorrow? I think it could, you know.
We're going to play the very much earlier time of after 7:30. Okay, so you need to be up bright and early. You're getting a hell of a lot more from us there. We may even give you the full second tomorrow.
I actually wouldn't be surprised. It's Friday and all that.
Friday and all that.
I heard Callum's
away.
Off.
All right, give it another lash.
Callum's not in the country.
Yeah,
that's I still now. Have no idea, to be honest with you. It's not helping me
here, but neither do I. But look, we'll do our best to give it away tomorrow morning after 7:30. Here at Spin.
I have a little idea. I realised just there when we were just chatting that we're all going to be in the airport tomorrow, but like at different times.
Yeah.
So you're going to be there first, Dave.
Yeah, like 5:30.
Would you like to set up like maybe a little treasure hunt for Emma and I when we get there later on?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, so fun. Oh, don't be a killjoy.
I am on holidays. Leave me be.
It's just boring.
We're on Spin with the Weekend.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.